From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. General Motors says it will need another $16.6 billion in order to stave off bankruptcy. And Chrysler says it needs more money, too. The company submitted their so-called viability plans to the Treasury Department this afternoon. The two automakers have already received more than $17 billion in loans from the government, and Treasury officials are insisting the companies make big changes in the way they operate before providing any additional funds. Joining us now to discuss the plight of GM and Chrysler is NPR's Frank Langfitt. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Michelle.
The bill for taxpayers is mounting on this bailout. What's driving this price tag ever higher?
A lot of it is bad auto sales. I mean, the U.S. auto industry is actually built for about 17 million units, and the recession has just demolished that market. And it's declined a lot further when these two companies put their plans in back in December. So what we're seeing now is Chrysler's estimating it's just going to be a 10 million sales this year. And so what these companies do is they need more money to keep them afloat while they're restructuring because they just don't have that much revenue. So they need the government, in fact, to kind of, you know, buffet them up a little bit.
And they're in worse shape than they were when they first came to the government.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, in order to adapt to the shrinking market, the car companies are going to have to shrink themselves. What did GM say it would do to save money?
Some pretty big cuts. They've already slashed their payrolls quite a bit, but they're going to cut another 20,000 workers here in North America by 2012. They're going to shut another 5 plants. They're going to be getting rid of more brands. They've been talking about selling Hummer for a long time. They can't seem to find any buyers. And they may begin to shut down Hummer by April if they can't find anybody. Let's take Saturn. They've been talking to the dealers there. They can't seem to find a solution right now. They say if they don't get one, they will phase out Saturn by 2011.
Let's look to Chrysler. What changes are they talking about?
It's a smaller company, so you're going to see some smaller cuts. They're talking about cutting another 3,000 workers, but that's on top of 32,000 workers, which is a ton for a company like that they did last year. They're also going to cut 3 vehicle models, but they didn't say which.
Now, the companies also face some big obligation to the United Auto Workers. What do we know about that and the concessions that I guess they're trying to work through?
Well, there's a tentative agreement on some of the changes to the 2007 contract. And the idea is to make the companies much more cost competitive with what the automakers call the transplants, the Toyotas, the Nissans that operate in the southern part of the United States. The big issue here, though, is retiree health care. I mean, it's a huge amount of money. Let me give you an example. GM owes Retiree Health Trust Fund $20 billion. It just doesn't have that money in this environment. So it's talking to the union now and trying to work something out. One possibility, the union could actually take some ownership share in General Motors in exchange. The UAW right now won't release any details of any tentative agreement on this health care trust fund. And of course, it has to be ratified by members. And that could be really tough, especially retirees don't get to vote, but you know they really still have a voice in the union.
Now, there has been talk of bankruptcy for one or both of these companies. Was there anything in the plans that addresses that issue?
Yes. In fact, both were asked to spell out scenarios, I think, by the Bush and the Obama administration, and they both rejected the idea. Here's what Chrysler CEO Robert Nardelli said today.
Today's submission includes a plan describing an orderly wind down of all operations through a court-supervised liquidation. I want to emphasize that this is not a course of action we're recommending.
And what GM said, they actually gave several scenarios in the appendices of their plan, but they said that bankruptcy would actually, in the long run, cost more money. One of their big concerns that they've talked about for a long time is no one will want to buy a car from a bankrupt company. And so they, too, have rejected the idea.
So it's an option they're trying to avoid, right?
Absolutely.
Frank, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Michelle.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt.